Hey, welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The reading for today, titled A Distinct Cry, was written by Marvin Williams. When a baby cries, it's a signal that the child is tired or hungry, right? Well, according to doctors at Brown University, subtle differences in a newborn's cries can also provide important clues for other problems. Doctors have devised a computer program that measures cry factors like pitch, volume, and how clear the cry sound is to determine if something's wrong with the baby's central nervous system. Isaiah prophesied that God would hear the distinct cries of his people, determine their heart's condition, and respond with grace. Judah, rather than consulting God, had ignored his prophet and sought help in an alliance with Egypt. God told them that if they chose to continue in their rebellion, he would bring about their defeat and humiliation. However, he also longed to be gracious to them, to show them compassion. Rescue would come, but only through their cries of repentance and faith. If God's people did cry out to him, he would forgive their sins and renew their spiritual strength and vitality. The same holds true for believers in Jesus today. When our distinct cries of repentance and trust reach the ears of our Heavenly Father, he hears them, forgives us, and renews our joy and hope in him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 through 26. People of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Then you will desecrate your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, "Away with you." He will also send you rain for the seed you sow in the ground, and the food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. In that day, your cattle will graze in broad meadows. The oxen and donkeys that work the soil will eat fodder and mash, spread out with fork and shovel. In the day of great slaughter, when the towers fall, streams of water will flow on every high mountain and every lofty hill. The moon will shine like the sun, and the sunlight will be seven times brighter, like the light of seven full days, when the Lord binds up the bruises of his people and heals the wounds he inflicted. Let's pray. Loving and compassionate Father, thank you for hearing our cries and answering us. When we seek safety or security and protection apart from you, please remind us that these things can only be found in you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.